Ahoy there, ye daring souls and loyal subscribers to the Pirate Code. Tis Arabella here, speaking from the quarterdeck of destiny, and I bring ye tidings of great import. Too long have ye let the winds of fortune toss ye to and fro like a leaky dinghy in a hurricane. But nay, no more drifting, no more wondering where your next port of call may be. It's high time ye seize the wheel of your life and charted a true course. If ye be seeking a successful voyage in any trade, treasure hunt, or life pursuit, then listen sharp. There be 10 sacred truths ye must learn. Aye, and more importantly, apply. The captain himself, Blackbeard, scourge of the seas and sage of the storm, will soon lay it all out in plain speaking for even the greenest land lubber to understand. He calls these truths the 10 anchors for success. And once ye hear his words, you'll have no excuse for failure. Ye can live the life of your dreams, sipping rum under the coconut trees, or find yourself shipwrecked and hollering at the gulls. The choice be yours, matey. So batten down the hatches, raise anchor, and climb aboard this mystical vessel called the Internet. Pick the island of your desires and follow the chart our big, bad buccaneer draws for ye. Mark my words, stick to the course, and in just a few short years, we'll be dancing on the beaches together, laughing with joy and toasting with your favorite beverage in hand. Now, I yield the deck and the microphone to the one, the only, Captain Blackbeard. Speak, me hearty.
Ahoy, me hearties. Batten down the hatches and lend me your ears, for ye be sailing once again with Blackbeard's Pirates Code podcast, coming to ye from the fair and fabled shores of Magan's Bay, St. Thomas, where the turquoise waters kiss the white sands like an old sailor greets his rum. Abaft me lies the very waters once haunted by the likes of me, old mate, Bluebeard himself, a right scallywag who made his hideaway round these islands. 'Twas here that legends whispered of the dreaded Fort Christian, the oldest standing fortress in the Caribbean, built to keep pirates like meself at bay. Though many a time I found meself drinking with the Danish governors in secret, ha ha! Beneath these sparkling waves, the bones of many a shipwreck still rest. Spanish galleons heavy with treasure, merchantmen bamboozled by the rocks, and more than a few pirate sloops that flew the black flag proudly afore meeting Davy Jones. Why, just last eve, in the mystical realm, I shared a tankard with the spirit of Camille Pissarro, the famed artist born right here in St. Thomas, swapping tales of color and canvas till the stars themselves grew jealous. Today, we be setting sail on a grand voyage of the mind and spirit as we uncover the 10 anchors ye must drop to chart a course to a successful life. Whether ye be a landlubber or a sea dog, the winds of fortune favor the bold. And 'tis time to weigh anchor and sail full speed toward your destiny. Avast, mates! Pull up a barrel, hoist your grog, and let's embark on this grand adventure under the Pirate's Code, where the only law is freedom. Anchor number one, identify your desires and set goals. Listen up, you bold-hearted wanderer. The first step to a life of greatness be knowing what riches ye seek. A ship without a course be nothing but driftwood, tossed at the mercy of the waves. Look within the hold of your heart, abaft the noise and clatter, and find the true treasures that set your soul afire. Whether it be gold to fill your coffers, lands to explore, or legends to carve into the annals of time, ye must make your desires as clear as the North Star on a cloudless night. Once ye spy your dreams on the horizon, it be time to chart a course. Take up quill and parchment and draw yourself a map, not just wishful thinking, but a true pirate's treasure map, marked with the cheeks where milestones lie and dangers where treacherous reefs lurk. Without this map, You'll be as a ship sailing blind through a storm. 'Tis not enough to shout to the heavens what ye want. Ye must steer toward it. With every pull of the oars and every gust of wind in your sails. And remember this, mates. Every grand adventure starts with a single pull from the dock. Whether your dreams be as vast as the Spanish Main or as simple as a quiet cove with good rum and true mates, ye must pursue them daily. A pirate ne'er sits in port waiting for fortune to find him. He hoists the sails and braves the unknown. Write down your goals, review them as often as you polish your cutlass, and soon you'll find yourself standing proud atop your very own heap of treasure. The famous Yogi Berra himself said, "If you don't know where you are going, you'll end up someplace else." Anchor number two, count your blessings. Avast, ye salty soul! Before ye growl and grumble about the riches ye lack, take a long look round your ship and crew. A wise pirate knows that gratitude be the finest compass when the seas grow rough. If ye can breathe the sea air, feel the deck firm beneath your boots, and hear the laughter of shipmates in the wind, then ye be wealthier than kings and sultans who live locked away in stone castles. Many a foolish pirate has been bamboozled by envy, peering over the gunnels at another man's treasure hold, forgetting the gold coins glittering right in his own pockets. Envy be a siren song, leading many a good ship onto the rocks. Instead, give thanks for the bounty ye hold, the friends who'd fight beside ye, the skills sharpened from hard voyages, and even the scars, for they mark battles won. Gratitude turns a small chest of coins into a king's ransom, and a humble ship into a floating kingdom. Batten down your pride, mates, and take stock of the true treasures. The lessons learned, the victories won, and the freedom to sail where ye will. Each blessing be a plank in the sturdy ship that carries ye through life's tempests. So, before ye set your sights on new conquests, raise a toast to the blessings already aboard. Gratitude, after all, be the wind that fills a pirate's sails with true joy and makes the voyage itself the greatest treasure of all. If memory serves me well, it be Aesop what opined. Gratitude turns what we have into enough. Anchor number three, let your mind steer your eating and exercise habits, not your belly or feelings. Pay attention, ye lubbers! When it comes to feeding the body and training the limbs, a true pirate lets his mind be the captain, not his belly nor his fickle moods. Many a stout buccaneer hath been led astray by the siren song of gluttony, weighing down the ship with indulgence till it near sank beneath him. Dive deep into the tomes of modern knowledge, for today's healers and wise folk know much about the victuals that fuel the body best, and arm yourself with the wisdom to choose your meals and motions with care, not folly. Discipline be the rudder that keeps a pirate's ship true, even when tempests roar and the scent of roasted meats fills the air. A wise sailor eats for strength, trains for battle, and resists the bamboozling whispers of laziness and despair. When your gut grumbles for more grog, and your feelings cry out for sweet cakes and idle slumber, it be your mind that must lash the helm and steer true. For what be a pirate who lets a mere craving rule him? Naught but a drifting wreck, easy prey for the reefs and the sharks. Mark me words, mates. Each bite ye take and each step ye run be a swing of the hammer forging the ship of your destiny. Train your mind as ye would sharpen your cutlass. Daily, fiercely, and without mercy for weakness. Let your discipline be as iron chains holding your ship steady against the storms, and soon you'll find yourself not just surviving, but thriving, ready to battle any foe or hardship that dares cross your path. In more modern times, Jim Rohn said, Discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishment. Oh, and just a quick teaser. I shall be doing an entire podcast about Mr. Roan's discussion of discipline or regret. Anchor number 4, spy out a need and fill it. Hear me well, for this be a lesson carved into the very bones of every successful pirate who ever sailed the seven seas. If ye be waiting for fortune to find ye, you'll rot in the doldrums. But if ye open your spyglass wide and spot the needs of others, riches shall be yours for the taking. Whether ye start by scrubbing decks or mending sails, every hardy soul needs a place to begin, a berth to earn a steady wage. Aye, but a wise pirate also sets his sights on broader waters. Once you've secured your first coin, set about building a second stream of income. A secret stash of treasure to weather any storm. A true pirate don't wager all his gold on one ship alone. Seek ways to offer something of value, be it repairing sails, brewing fine rum, teaching swordplay, or guarding merchant fleets against scallywags. Those who serve well will find that others gladly part with their doubloons for the skills and services they be needing. You see, he's a pirate, be not but an entrepreneur of the high seas. Instead of simply taking what he wants, the clever buccaneer creates opportunity. He spies what the ports lack and fills that gap with his own hands and wits. In this modern world, the treasure maps be hidden in plain sight, and those who serve with heart and skill shall find themselves master of their fate and captain of their souls. Opportunities don't happen. You create them, according to Chris Grosser. Anchor number 5, increase the worth of your time by investing in the tools of production. Ahoy me hearties, if time be gold, then the tools ye wield be the alchemy that turns mere minutes into mountains of treasure. If ye swing a rock to nail planks, sure, ye might cobble together a raft by nightfall. But with a hammer, ye could build a sloop, and with a nail gun, ye might just raise a whole fleet before sundown. A wise pirate knows that investing in the right tools be not an expense, but a gateway to untold riches. Time waits for no sailor, and every wasted moment be a doubloon tossed overboard. Ye must seek to trade your hours, not for mere copper, but for gold and emeralds, by armoring yourself with skills and tools that magnify your might. Be it a shipwright's chisel, a navigator's spyglass, or a merchant's clever abacus, the right gear can turn a simple swabby into a feared captain. Choose to sharpen your blade and improve your craft daily, and soon you'll be outrunning, outfighting, and out-earning any who dare cross your path. So, heed me words, mates. When faced with a choice between toil and smart work, always favor the tools that buy ye more time. Investing in yourself and your trade be akin to adding another sail to your ship, catching more wind, moving faster, and reaching greater shores. Time be a treasure ye can't reclaim once spent, so wield it as the priceless weapon it be. The famous U.S. President Abraham Lincoln understood this anchor when he said, "Give me 6 hours to chop down a tree, and I will spend the first 4 sharpening the axe." Or, anchor number 6, never take on debt that don't earn you booty, and never pay full price. Avast, ye green lads and lasses. Let this be branded into your memory with fire and iron. Debt be a heavy anchor that'll drag even the finest vessel down to Davy Jones's locker. If ye be taking on debt, make sure it be for something that fills your coffers in return. A ship for trading, a forge for blacksmithing, or a spyglass that scouts new lands. Ne'er borrow to buy frippery or fancy unless it brings back gold. Doubloons, many times over. Mark well, many a pirate and merchant alike hath been ruined by spending without care, letting their lust for shiny trinkets and soft comforts blind them to the dangers of empty pockets. Ye must account for every piece of 8 that leaves your hand, like a quartermaster counting rations before a long voyage. Keep a keen ledger, Check your stores often and know exactly where your treasure be flowing. A wise pirate spends as if every coin might be his last, and oft times it be. And ne'er, I say ne'er, pay full price without haggling like the fiercest of privateers. Life be a marketplace, and fortune favors those who dare to barter. Seek bargains, trade smartly, and always weigh the worth of what ye purchase. For every coin ye save in trade, ye free up a sail's worth of wind in your financial journey, hastening your arrival at the Isles of Wealth and Freedom. Beware of little expenses. A small leak will sink a great ship, says Benjamin Franklin. Me also did a podcast reviewing old Ben's scroll, Poor Richard's Almanac. Better than well-aged bourbon. Anchor number 7. Live beneath your earnings. Keep your costs low and let your coffers overflow. Ahoy, mates! 'Tis a poor captain who spends his treasure faster than he can plunder it. A true pirate lives by the law of delayed gratification, trimming the sails when the winds get wild and saving the fat of the voyage for leaner days. Ye must resist the temptations of squandering your loot on baubles and barbary. Spending like a drunken sailor might make ye the toast of Tortuga for a night, but come morning, you'll wake with empty pockets and a ship ready to sink. Every coin ye do not squander is a plank laid on the deck of your future galleon. By keeping your costs lean and mean, ye allow your coffers to swell like the tide at midnight. A frugal pirate be a free pirate, able to seize new opportunities without begging for loans or selling off his hard-won gear. Remember, gold saved is gold that can be invested, and gold invested be a treasure that multiplies while ye sleep snug in your hammock. So, mates, tighten your belts and patch your sails when needed, rather than throwing them out at the first tear. Live with honor beneath your means, and let the winds of wealth gather behind ye. Soon, you'll have such treasure stacked in your hold that no storm nor scallywag could ever threaten your voyage again. It's not your salary that makes you rich. It's your spending habits, according to Charles A. Jaffe. Anchor number 8. Turn one-time customers into regulars. Add more to your offerings and seek out referrals. Avast, ye clever entrepreneurs of the high seas. 'Tis one thing to find a soul willing to trade with you once, but the real treasure lies in making that customer a loyal shipmate who returns to your deck time and time again. Build strong ties with your patrons, treat them fair, give them quality, and leave them singing your praises in every port. A wise pirate knows that loyalty, once earned, be worth more than a chest full of Spanish gold. Yet don't stop at mere loyalty. Nay, add more wares to your market stall, more cannons to your ship, more value to your name. When ye offer new goods and services, ye keep the excitement alive and give your customers reason to spend more with ye rather than drifting off to a rival crew. Let your enterprise be like a mighty vessel, ever expanding with new sails, new maps, and new treasures. And here's the real secret, me hearties. Always ask with a smile and a firm handshake, who else might ye know who could use me fine goods and services? A happy customer be the best kind of recruiter, bringing you fresh coin without the need for costly billboards or skywriting. Turn your business into a bustling port where word of mouth spreads faster than a cannon shot across calm waters. Catherine Barchetti says very simply, make a customer, not a sale. Anchor number 9, learn to wield leverage. Ha, mates, hear this well. The strongest pirate ain't the one who toils alone till his back breaks, but the one who wields the power of many. Leverage be the secret weapon of the cunning corsair. Instead of laboring with your own two hands alone, ye must learn to earn from the sweat and skill of others. Be it investing your doubloons into ventures or hiring skilled shipwrights, navigators, and gunners. A wise pirate multiplies his fortune by commanding a mighty crew. Coin, too, be a loyal crewmate if ye set it right. When ye invest your gold in sturdy enterprises, it works while ye rest, making more treasure without ye lifting so much as a dagger. Savvy merchants, ship captains, and tavern owners be always seeking coin to expand their ventures. And in lending it wisely, ye can claim a share of the riches they haul in. A pirate who learns to harness both manpower and money sets himself apart from the common rabble, sailing ever closer to the shores of freedom and wealth. And remember, mates, leverage ain't trickery, not if done on the up and up. It be about alliances, teamwork, and smart investments. Build a crew of sharp-minded swashbucklers, share the bounty fare, and lift each other to heights no lone sailor could ever dream of. A pirate with a fleet at his back fears no storm nor enemy ship, for he knows the strength of many be his true treasure. I, and me good friend and author of Rich Dad Poor Dad, Robert Kiyosaki, teaches the most successful people are those who can leverage the efforts of others. Anchor number 10, do all things with honor and treat folks right. Avast me hearties. While tales of pirates be filled with treachery and betrayal, the greatest captains knew that their honor was the true compass that guided them through the darkest nights. Without honor, a pirate's word be as worthless as a sail full of holes. But with it, his name becomes a legend, whispered in every port and tavern. Let your deeds be true, your promises kept, and your flag a symbol of fairness and courage when ye treat your shipmates, merchants, and even your rivals with respect. Ye forge bonds stronger than any iron chain. A crew that trusts their captain will follow him through tempests and battles alike, and foes who respect ye will think twice before crossing your path. In the end, a pirate's reputation be worth more than 10 treasure chests, for it buys loyalty, opportunity, and peace when needed most. Let kindness and honesty be the colors ye sail under, and the world itself will open its harbors to ye. A pirate who betrays and deceives may win a battle or two, but he loses the war for his soul. So hoist high the banner of integrity, mates, and be known far and wide, not just as a fearsome raider, but as a captain of renown. The kind whose tales are sung long after the sea has claimed his bones. Remember, the Pirate's Code be not just a guide for survival, but a creed for a life of true greatness. Thomas Jefferson put it into terms Blackbeard understands when he wrote, "In matters of style, swim with the current. In matters of principle, stand like a rock." Ahoy me hearties! Drop these anchors into your life, and you'll be charting a course for adventure, riches, and happiness across all seven seas. Remember, mates, a ship without anchors drifts to ruin, but a pirate who secures these 10 truths to his soul shall ride the tempests and find ports a endless bounty. As for us, the sails be set and the compass true. We ride now with the tides toward Prickly Bay Marina, Grenada, a place as fine and wild as any pirate could ask for. We'll be drinking the town dry, mocktails, of course, singing shanties under the moon, dancing with spirits both seen and unseen. Good thing the poor landlubbers, still in the living realm, can't spy what mischief brews just abaft their quiet lives. Ha-ha! So till we meet again, keep your Jolly Roger high, your heart bold, and your soul ever chasing the next horizon. Blackbeard be watching from Davy Jones's locker, smiling at all ya daring souls who live by the pirate's code. Fair winds and following seas to ye mates. Now hoist the colors and sail on to your destiny.
Ah, forgive me the length of the tirade, me fine-hearted mates, but heed this well. Success be no accident. It comes only to them brave enough to lend an ear to those who've already braved the storms, mapped the shoals, and found the treasure. If ye truly wish to change year stars, ye must learn what the greats did, understand how they did it, and most of all, become the kind of sailor who can weather the same tempests and haul in the same gold. Ye must take the principles our captain laid out and live M bold as a cannon blast. Now don't fool yourselves, sweethearts. It will be a rough sea. But I ask ye, be a life of hardship in pursuit of glory not better than a life of hardship with nothing to show but barnacles on your soul? Too many deckhands chase after mirages, always seeking that easy path to riches. They think there'd be two roads, one hard, one easy, but that's a blasted illusion. The path to success be always hard, and that be why only a rare few ever lay hands on true fortune. So I ask ye, would ye rather toil and stay broke, or toil and be fabulously, fantastically wealthy, with salt in your hair and gold in your chest? The choice be yours, me lovelies. Now, if your heart be brave and your spirit ready, come join us on the exotic shores of the world, where the breeze be sweet, the coin be plenty, and the only rule is to live full and free. This be Arabella, jewel of the high seas, and eye candy on Blackbeard's mighty arm, blowing kisses to ye from the bow. Till next time, may fair winds carry ye to fortune.